It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Vallely, Major General, U.S. Army retired, and Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired. We really like to welcome everybody to the show today. We have a lot to talk about. But first of all, I'd like to kick off Operation Jericho. Now, if you remember biblically back in the prisoners in Jericho, it's a biblical term, but also in World War II in 1944, it was an attack on a German prison that was had jailed many of the underground people in France. And so when I was asked to talk, if I would talk to four of the detainees in the DC detention center that I call the DC Gulag, I said I'd be happy to. So 7 weeks ago, I talked to four of them, and they told me the stories that were so true and valid, but haven't been released at all to the public about the incarceration of these January Sixers that were going through trials and they were being sent off to federal penitentiaries. Many of them have already gone to the federal penitentiaries. But anyhow, they asked me, would you go to Congress and ask that we be able to, can we be subpoenaed? We want to be heard. And we want the Senate, not the Senate, but the House of Representatives, I guess the Judicial Committee, to hear what we have to say, our stories about the Gulag. Now, I sent that to several members of Congress, Operation Jericho, that's what we named it. And in 7 weeks, nothing back from any members of our Congress. In the interim, we've had others just sent to jail, like Jeremy Brown, 7 years. We've had others now that I've talked to in the Texarkana Federal Penitentiary, Thomas Webster. I talked to Bart Shively, who has cancer. But it's unbelievable what these detainees are going through. Now, what we find out that there's a slow walk going on in Washington. I've been told by some very good sources in Washington that McCarthy is slow walking everything. And they have never gotten back to me on Operation Jericho. In the interim, Bart Stively, they tell me even the medical people in the detention center, they don't care whether he lives or dies. And so these people are going through these court systems, which are stacked by left-wing ideologues from the Department of Justice, as I understand, and the D.C. swamp area. So they have no chance. They're guilty going in. And one of the individuals, and all six of these, or seven of them I've talked to, are all veterans, by the way, Marines, Special Forces, Army, and so on. And so it's a real tragedy, but they're not being heard. And where is everybody? I mean, they went over, Marjorie Taylor Greene went over, and I think Louis Gohmert and maybe Mike, Gates. But they just went to the entrance. And so these people in the Gulag are suffering, and the conditions evidently are unbelievable. So anyhow, that's where we're at on Operation Jericho. Nothing from Congress. Nobody's paying attention to these J6ers. Even with all the information McCarthy came out with the tapes that went to Tucker, I think Fox actually shut Tucker down after a while because he's not talked about it in a while. So anyhow, that's the story, Mike, General McInerney. If you have any questions on Jericho, I'd be happy to answer them.
Well, I think General Vallely, I read about Sergeant Jeremy Brown and what he's gone through, a former Special Forces guy, career 20 years in the Army. And he was just put away for 7.5 years because he was originally tried to be recruited by the FBI, and he turned him down to be a turncoat. And he publicized it, and they went after him for that. And so he verified, number one, that the FBI was trying to plant stooges in there for the January 6th. And the whole judicial system is failing us. It has been an absolute disaster. We have not heard anything from the Supreme Court on these cases.
Nothing.
And so we have not only the swamp in Washington, D.C., we have the swamp in the judicial courts right now. I mean, that's even evident with President Trump's being arrested up in New York by Bragg and the things that are going on there. And then fortunately, Jim Jordan has contested that, subpoenaed some of the information, and Bragg has been trying to fight him off on that. But Jordan is doing a good job. But I concur with you. We have a major problem with Kevin McCarthy. And I just do not know why he has not gotten more action going, not only against the courts with what they've done to President Trump and what they're doing to the 6 January people and all those people that are in the gulag, as you call it, the D.C. gulag, that the mayor and Department of Justice, et cetera, have been supporting. It is the worst period in American history and by far the most dangerous, and it's all coming from within. And we'll talk about it later, but the destruction of the dollar, the destruction of our forces in the military, all these things are being deliberately done to diminish the role of the United States in the global way, to push China and Russia together, along with Iran and others. And everything is being done in all fairness, a brilliantly articulated cyber ops campaign that you used to be so heavily involved with, and I did as well, General Vallely. And it's a classic case. Every day there's something new, and Barack Hussein Obama is leading it. He's got the swamp in the Pentagon and in the State Department, in the White House, et cetera. Here we have the president making an ass of himself over in Ireland, where we come from. And Mary Fanning comes from there as well. And it's just embarrassing what the president's doing in Ireland today. So it goes right back, though, to the deliberate swamp that they have created in all three elements of our government: the judicial, the executive branch, and the legislative. We are in deep trouble, America.
Yep, there we are. When you go back, Tom, you mentioned the Supreme Court. Now, that's the third leg of government. Third leg of government. The Sixth Amendment is being violated by the court system in D.C. with these J6ers, these detainees. Now, the Supreme Court needs to get off their derriere and start acting. Correct. I think they feel, well, if they're not presented a writ or some kind of a case, then they're not going to try to look at it. That's not their job only. Their job is to make sure that the laws and the Constitution are being followed legally, and they're not doing it. Where are the conservative judges?
Yeah.
They're not standing up at all either. We know Roberts is a plant in there. He's been bought off by the Clintons. We know that when you go back to Obamacare. And you're right, Obama's running everything through Susan Rice in the executive office building there. Biden's a puppet. We know that. And of course, Obama said, you know, if anything could get effed up by Biden, it would get effed up. And that's what he's doing. But yeah, he's mentally ill. He's incompetent, as all the members of the executive branch. Everybody, every secretary is totally incompetent. I can't name one that's competent. And then we have the generals and admirals not abiding by their oath to protect America, foreign and domestic. We can't stop the cartels. I mean, look what's happening in the depletion of all of our assets, our equipment, our arms, our ammunition, stuff, all this stuff being sent to Ukraine. And now we found out that Zelensky probably has laundered at least $400 million. That came out yesterday.
Unbelievable.
$400 million.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the Democratic Party is taking money from the cartels. That's why they're keeping the open borders. That's why they're doing it. And they're taking black money, like we saw last week in Wisconsin, and a Supreme Court justice and one other person, both Democrats that were elected. Well, they're paying them off to vote for them. And this is not recognized. Where is Kevin McCarthy? Where is McConnell? Where is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Runa McDaniel? Where are they? What are they doing? If we can find this information out in the field of what's going on with the mail-in ballots, with cyber warfare, then certainly they should be able to do it. And you have people like Jeremy Brown, Sergeant Jeremy Brown, who's been sent away for 7.5 years because he exposed the FBI director Ray on the FBI trying to recruit him to be a spy for January 6th. And he lied in his testimony to Congress, he being Ray, lied in his testimony to Congress. Yeah. Here is the Supreme Court, as you pointed out, General Valerie. Where are they in all these cases?
They're cowards, Tom. They're absolute cowards. There's no warriors that are standing up. I was in a discussion this morning. There's a very serious group in Texas that wants to declare the Republic of Texas. Not secede from the United States, but just declare it as a separate republic. So that movement's going on down in Texas right now, and it's gaining a lot of popularity. But the other point, Tom, the governors aren't doing everything they can under the 10th Amendment, federal versus states' rights and all of that. The governors could be doing a lot more.
Correct.
I think DeSantis in Florida, I mean, if they'd follow his lead, he is leading forth in the foxholes, we call it, in the infantry, and he's doing positive things. But yeah. Greg Abbott in Texas, he could be doing a lot more with the National Guard. These governors could be using the National Guard in the cities to clean up and reinforce the police that can't handle everything right now because they've been defunded and depleted. And even the new people, the recruits, aren't coming into the police forces, just like the military. I hate to sound negative on all these things, Tom, but I mean, we are in serious shape in this country, and we don't have the leaders that can get us back on track right now.
And it's up to us, we the people, what you're saying, that, thank God for this radio station that's allowing us to explain to America what is going on. What is going on in the states and what the governor should be doing, what the mayor should be doing. All the mayors run by in the big cities in the United States are run by liberal Democrats. And yep. Look what they're doing. San Francisco.
Destroying the cities.
Los Angeles cities. They're yep. Just destroying the big cities. Chicago. I mean, how could you elect anybody worse than Lightfoot? But they did.
Yeah.
They did. And look
they
at what's
did.
Going on in New York, New Jersey. And so Atlanta.
Guess who the Democrats are pushing forward for their presidential candidate? Because Biden's not going to run. I can tell you that right now. They're pushing Newsom.
Yeah.
California is the number one guy that they're going to run on the Democratic ticket. He's completely ruined the state of California. But they don't care because they know they can control the elections. They can steal the elections now. As you well know, and you pointed out many times, the precincts haven't been cleaned up yet. The voting machine mess, the mail-in voting, and all of that stuff. I'm not sure we can ever have a an election that's honest with integrity anymore.
That's correct. And the Republicans just don't seem to understand that it's not how many people they put in. As I've pointed out before, in the 2020 election, Pennsylvania had 200,000 more votes than voters. And Vice President Pence did not contest that. That was blatant. So when you have 200,000 more votes than voters, that is an easy one. Yet Vice President Pence did not contest it. And you had similar things in the other five battleground states that he could have contested. And so the Republicans have got to really start getting up on their game and finding out what's going on in those elections. They're deliberately giving them up in the midterms, as I've mentioned before on this program. The Republicans won five Senate seats, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. And yet they didn't contest them. There has not been one audit of a state. Carrie Lake has been trying out in Arizona, but there's been not one audit on the 2020 or the 2022 elections and the corruption that has gone on in those.
Ron, let me come back to you on that one. We've got to go to a 2-minute break here, and then we'll get back on that. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about China, Taiwan, and the other external threats facing America. And a little bit, we can discuss our military capability and leadership to protect America. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body, and now they found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, across the world, across the United States, this is American Out Loud Radio Network. We're very happy you could join us today. We're going to talk about a number of things, primarily, though, the threats to America. What's threatening America from within and from without? External threats, threats from the cartel, all of those things that that we're looking at now, and the threats from the left-wing ideologues in America. We don't have a Democratic Party anymore. We have a movement, a left-wing ideologue movement against the people of the United States. So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back, Tom, to the external threat. We'll talk a little bit more about the internal threats, but about the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese Communist forces, their threat to take Taiwan. They're closing off the Taiwanese Straits, basically. They're going to be able to, they're going to search all the ships going through the straits there. So talk a little bit about what you think is a perceived threat. Will China attack Taiwan or not?
Well, I think there's a possibility that they will. I think it's not as prevalent as most people would, because they're making so much money from the West, the United States particularly, in the trade business. And if they did attack Taiwan, then that would cut off all trade. And they would have some serious economic problems if they did that. So I think there's more bluster right now, than reality. But they're getting enough practice. They showed a good display of visually how they would launch missiles into Taiwan and into this Taiwan Strait there the other day. I think most people saw it, and it was coming from all over China, from ships at sea, etc. They have quite an armada of precision missiles. So it's something we have to be greatly concerned about. But anytime you try an amphibious invasion, because it is by far the most challenging warfare operation, as we learned in West Point in our military art and engineering, the amphibious operations are by far the most difficult. And that's, in fact, where U.S. subs could be in the straits there, and they're completely stealthy. They wouldn't know whose subs they were, etc. The carrier battle groups are going to be held at bay because of their hypersonic weapons, and the ships still move at somewhere between 12 and 20 knots, and hypersonic weapons coming in are extremely dangerous, and the ships, American ships, are very vulnerable on that. I won't say any more on it, but I'm
isn't it, General McInerney, the hypersonics are so fast and so quick that even the detection devices we have on our aircraft carriers and ships, by the time that button is hit by the Chinese and launched, and the reaction time is very minuscule.
Correct.
That's why the danger, right, of the hypersonics?
Yes. And we don't have the sensors distributed where all our shooters are connected to sensors. That's what they need to be. And so by the time they can bring up in our big decks, the carriers, the new carriers, and get the information, they've already been hit. And that's what they're working on right now. I'm aware of it and involved with some of it. And all I can say is they have a huge challenge that they must face in trying to use our Navy to support operations supporting Taiwan. So very, very important area. So we know that the Chinese have got, like the Russians have demonstrated in the Ukraine, they've got hypersonic weapons. And that is the biggest threat to our big decks, to our carriers, et cetera.
And well, you know, it's interesting, and we have a lot of time in the Pacific region in our tours in Southeast Asia. And when I was Deputy Commanding General U.S. Army Pacific, I got to work with well, the 16 different countries we have out in the Pacific that are our allies. But I'd like to point out that you have some of the finest armed forces in the world out there. The South Koreans are in the top five in the world. You've got the Japanese armed forces, the Filipino armed forces, the Thais, the Australians, even the new Vietnam has a great armed forces. And they're not pro-China at all. So, you know, that we do have allies out there. And you pointed out we should have a new alliance out there that we call the Pacific. I'm not sure how you name it. You call it the Pacific Asian.
No, Pacific Area Treaty Organization.
Yeah.
PADO. PADO.
Yeah.
Pacific NATO.
But why isn't anybody pushing on that? I mean, everybody's talking about putting our troops into Taiwan on the ground. I don't want that to happen no more than I want them on the ground in Ukraine. So then what's interesting, Tom, Macron just got back from Beijing meeting with Xi out there. And of course, France now is taking the positions that basically they understand, but they don't want to get involved in anything regarding China or the Taiwan issue. So now you see a separation over there in Europe to a degree. I don't know whether England or Germany is going to follow suit, but certainly that whole NATO is crumbling.
It is, and it's extremely important, the signal that they sent in Europe, that the United States stand up and have the leadership to point out why it's so important that Europe be involved. I'm terribly disappointed in what O'Biden has been doing, showing no lack of leadership or no leadership at all. And he's not trying to have a truce in the Ukraine. He's fused China and Russia together with Iran and others. So when you see the United States not having the leadership, the jaw capabilities of bringing together that President Trump did so well, then you start seeing the weaknesses of our deterrence strategy throughout not only Eastern Europe, but also Western Westpac out there, and the eastern part of Westpac. And it's very, very important that we have a very domineering role out there that we had when you and I were stationed out there, and how important our allies were to us and how close we were. I can't say enough for it. I was delighted.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're all that close to us anymore either. I mean, the way we have really ticked off all the world against us now, I mean, all of our allies, they have no confidence that we'll be there with them or for them. Very interesting. But, you know, I still think we have a Marine division on Guam or Okinawa.
Okinawa, I think. The third.
We've got 26,000 troops or so in South Korea. We've got, I don't know how many in Japan now. But that's probably the greatest external threat to the United States is China. There's no doubt about it. And we know Biden and Hunter Biden, they've been bought off. The Chinese influence in America, in our universities, in our government, in Wall Street, technology, whatever, they've totally infiltrated America. And even Wall Street, I mean, all they're interested in profits. They don't care about the threat from China. They want to keep that relationship. It's about power and money.
That it is. And we need to counter that. Our trade is still vital. That's why I think the Chinese are more bark than bite right now. But they're building up a force structure that is dominant over our forces out in Westpac. And I was delighted to see that the Philippines and the U.S. had a mutual exercise yesterday, and it's ongoing right now. And having spent 2.5 years in the Philippines as a commander at Clark Field, That's extremely important geolocation for U.S. forces for bases out there. And that, along with our other allies, as you mentioned much earlier, in Korea, Japan, and that's what should be the core of the Pacific Area Treaty Organization that we build out there. And we ought to be starting it right now and build a deterrent strategy that they recognize and include our trade in it. Trade is vital to the Chinese right now. And so very important that we take a leadership role than what our current administration is doing, which is the exact opposite to leadership. They're in a compromised position.
America's got to realize, Tom, Trump did great things. He's probably the best diplomat we've had in a long time. He knew how to deal with Xi, with the gentleman in North Korea, with Putin. And in his recent interviews with Tucker, he's been pointing all of that out. None of this would have happened under Trump. And American people need to understand how important that was, that we had a strong individual that could negotiate, that could sit down and talk. We have initiative right now under what we call the Patriots International Alliance, which has put out a press release in four different languages to sit down, ceasefire negotiations in Vienna or wherever with Putin and end this thing. But the goal is the rest of them, they don't want to negotiate with Putin. They don't want to sit down with him. And so Putin, in my opinion, is going to get his way very shortly here in Ukraine, and he'll control the whole eastern provinces. And Zelensky and the rest of them, corrupted, will take as much money as they can of American money. They're going to run with it, buy real estate, whatever they're doing with it.
Exactly. And we don't have the leadership that it should be talking negotiations, like you're pointing out. Negotiations are crucial, and they should start immediately.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, these are impeachable offenses that's occurring with Biden. And the rest of his people, Mayorkas on the border, these people need to be impeached. But nobody wants to take the initiative to do that. Again, I'll go back to the weak Republicans, especially in the Senate under McConnell. I mean, it's like they're absent, they're AWOL, absent without leave, as we used to call it in the armed forces. They're AWOL from action.
They are AWOL.
It's disturbing.
It's very disturbing, and we talked about it earlier. And the leadership in the Republicans. Even in the House where Kevin McCarthy is, he's not moving things fast enough. He's slow rolling it. And we're seeing the results. And clearly in the Senate, we have the same thing with McConnell. Where are the Republican leaders? What are they doing? What are they doing to bring together the country and let the American people know what a critical juncture we are? With this green energy, all these things that they're doing to destroy the dollar, the value of the dollar, destroy our military presence, destroy our economy. Everything they are doing is designed to destroy America.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And who thought, Joe McInerney, in 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, that this country could be dismantled across all sections, financial, security, the military. I can't believe in it. And people I talk to, and I'm sure the people you talk to, can't believe how we got here so fast. It's like we had been hit right between the eyes, and we're still stunned. Many of the people I talk to still don't realize what's happening in America. They haven't wakened up yet because it hasn't affected them. You know, the other thing, Gerald McInerney, see, the rich don't care. They can buy anything they want to. They have their private jets. They can buy any food, real estate, all that. But who's being affected is the middle class the most. And then, of course, now you have the lower class in America who are really suffering. And when you look at the ghettos and you look at the cities, you look at the internal, what's occurring in our cities, our inner cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, that our police aren't capable. That's why we've recommended that the Patriot Guards be formed in every county to work with the police. The sheriffs can deputize as many people as they want to. So we can do more on the border. We can do more in our inner cities. There are solutions, General McInerney. There are solutions. And you know, we've been taught how to put together a strategy and the tactics to accomplish a particular mission. But these people we have in office, they don't think like that. They don't think operationally. It's all about power and money and keeping their position. Am I wrong?
No, you're spot on. This is the worst administration that the United States has ever had since we became a superpower at the end of World War I. And with it, we have not provided the leadership that needs to be provided. You pointed out the weaknesses of the current president as he sits in Ireland right now as we speak, and what he is not doing and bringing the Europeans and the Asians together to get a ceasefire in the Ukraine and to deter any actions against Taiwan, which is so vital to our information technology. They produce something like 60% of the world's chips, and they're vital to our commercial technology, whether it's automobiles, computers, et cetera.
That's right. But what the hell is he doing in Belfast? He should be in Vienna meeting with Putin, for God's sakes, if he had any courage.
Correct.
He doesn't have any courage. He doesn't know what he's doing anyhow. I mean, he's totally blind. I mean, he's embarrassing again, the American people in Ireland with all of his gaffes, his continuing making up stories and lies. He needs to be impeached immediately, in my opinion. Immediately, but nobody's doing anything about it. They're going to let him be in there for another, 18 months or so? Yep, 2024.
Exactly. And we don't have that much time. We do not have that much time. And so it's vital that we, the American people, we rise up, we let them know what we need to do, that we're not going to fall for this green energy and all electrical cars, et cetera, in which the Chinese benefit from it. Everything that they've done, as President Trump pointed out the other night on Tucker, all the restrictions that he had on trade on China were lifted as soon as he left office.
And well, we're going to go to break again. We'll be back for the third segment of this hour show on what we'll call national security, the national security of the United States. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Did you know that doctors and nurses have been swabbing their noses with povidone iodine to protect from airborne threats like colds, flus, and pandemic-era strains for decades? Cofix RX took that idea and made a more complete nasal formula with lasting cleansing effects. Maybe you're traveling soon or going to an event. Are you concerned somebody nearby might be sick? Maybe the office or classroom stresses you out. Get yourself a bottle of Cofix RX nasal solution. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX Nasal Solution Cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at CofixRX.com.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutLoud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio, the liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Major General Paul Vallely and Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. This is the American Out Loud Network, AmericanOutLoud.com. Go there, National Security Hour, each and every week. It's on podcast. It's a great program. It really is. And we're very happy to be a part of that. Today, you know, we're covering all sorts of areas of what's happening in the world, particularly threats against America. And who's responsible for those threats? And what are we doing about them? Are we protecting the American citizens? Are we protecting our children? Look at everything that's been thrown into the ringer here in America. LGBTQR2, whatever the hell it is. Transgender women pretending, or men try pretending to be women. More assaults, more killing going on in our schools and in our communities. The police are being defunded continually. They're continually attacked by everybody on the left. They can't do their job properly. And you have these left-wing mayors in these different cities. You have the DAs that have been bought off by George Soros. Joe McInerney, why hasn't George Soros been arrested for treason? He lives up there in New York in Westchester County, just north of New York, near some friends of mine. I know exactly where he's at. The guy should be arrested for treason. Nobody's doing anything about it. And he continues to feed and be a part of the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and the rest of them.
He's the last Nazi collaborator that's been on the loose. He must have paid off the Israelis or someone in the U.S. for all the crimes he committed in World War II. And now what he's doing now to be part of the Great Reset and the Davos Group, et cetera, and what he's done to the attorney generals that we have in the states and the prosecutors, throwing the American law and order, and nobody is challenging him for it.
Nobody.
And why? He should be arrested. That's what Bragg ought to be doing, is arresting George Soros, not President Trump. Get somebody that is a real criminal, except Soros is the one that got Bragg in that office.
That's right.
$1 million plus.
That's so right.
What are the Americans?
Yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars he's funded into to these different elections. And, you know, I mean, he's really, you look back, he's the major funder of extorting everything and also creating these fraudulent elections and paying off these people. I mean, it's unbelievable. Where's our Treasury Department tracking his money, his legal? Where are the contributions? Just like the Clinton Foundation, nothing was ever really done about that. That was a criminal organization. Now you have the Biden criminal organization going on and nothing being done. And they're wasting their time going after President Trump, who did a great job as president.
Correct. And that's our challenge. So they're using lawfare as a weapon against Republicans for anything. And I personally experienced it. And so it's something that the American people have got to realize. Jeremy Brown, who talked about in the first segment, Sergeant Jeremy Brown, who's in the slammer now for 7.5 years because he informed the world that the FBI tried to recruit him to be a spy on 6th January, and he exposed them. And so what do? They lock him up. And so that shows the Department of Justice and how corrupt they are, and what is the Supreme Court doing? What is our judicial system doing about fairness? If they can do it to President Trump, they can do it to anybody. And that's the signal they're sending. They're brazen now. They're not hesitant at all to stop.
Very brazen. Brazen, yeah. Hey, let me go back to a thing that I've worked on the plan, on the border plan, offensive operation against the cartels 120 miles south of our border, what we call Operation Sinaloa, that have infiltrated into all of our cities. And as you said, even have contributed to some of the elections such as Abbott, Katie Hobbs in Arizona. They've tracked cartel money going there. But they asked General Milley last week about the cartels, whether the military should be involved. General Milley says it's a police action. It's a police action. It's a police activity. Well, what the hell police are going to challenge the cartels? They're better armed than the Mexican army. I mean, how stupid is this four-star general who's the chairman of our Joint Chiefs when he should have a plan to neutralize the cartels? I mean, This is the thinking, Tom. How ridiculous. It's a police action. I couldn't believe it.
It's a perfect target for our military, the cartels. And Sinaloa and all of them. And, I mean, they use cyber warfare. They're using drones. They're using a host of things. And they've got submarines to infiltrate and bring in drugs. They're killing more Americans than we are at the same level that we lost killed in action in World War II per year, over 100,000. And the president has not said one word to President Xi Jinping. Well, Biden has not said one word to him, zero.
No, nothing.
That's all he's doing is keeping the border open, which is the primary reason for keeping the border open is to get these drugs in, and they've done it. And nobody has said anything in the administration. They just go down there and they lie. And when they get them on the Hill, they continue to lie.
Yeah.
So, it is one of the great tragedies in America's history to have the amount of drugs coming in and killing the number of American people in that age group, over 100,000 a year, and we're not saying anything. We have a president that is saying absolutely nothing.
By the way, there is a lawyer in the United States that we're familiar with. I'm not going to mention his name right now, but he has submitted a writ to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, holding responsible every member of the executive branch that supported the vaccine of America and the collusion with the pharmaceutical companies on making money by the billions, Pfizer being a good example. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And they're really looking at the violations of the Nuremberg Codes of 1947 on injecting people such as our armed forces, for example, with these experimental drugs. It's going to be interesting to see where that goes. I'm not sure you're familiar with that or not.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you probably saw today that they have hard evidence that the doctors are being funded, being bribed for ordering their patients to get the vaccination and the follow-on vaxes, and they're getting reimbursed. So, I mean, they have destroyed the public health system, General Vallely. And we have no confidence in them and in their decisions. And now we're facing a second, quote, pandemic, which is really a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese. Could be Marburg, which is a much deadlier disease than COVID-19 was. And again, it will be deliberate. What is our American Medical Society doing about that and the public health of preventing these things?
Well, they're still running ads, General McInerney, on television promoting the vaccines and the follow-on boosters. Are you familiar with the Marine General Alford?
Yeah.
He was injured by the vax. Are you familiar with that story?
No.
He's a two-star Marine. Anyhow, he got injured. I think he had one of the training commands down near Pensacola, Florida, Marine two-star. Anyhow, he got injured from the vaccinations. I don't know whether it was myocarditis or something else. And anyhow, the Marine Corps Commandant, after General Alford starts speaking up about it, he says, you have to be quiet. We don't want you to say anything about that, the fact that you got injured by the vaccines. Here's Berger, Marine Corps Commandant, telling the two-star, don't say anything. We've got to continue vaccinating our troops.
Isn't that, that's stunningly unbelievable to me that we could have a service chief be telling two stars under him not to say anything about the repercussions that he had health-wise from taking the vax. And all the chiefs should be speaking up about this, yet they are not. How they got them to turn over in this manner is something that I still do not understand, General Vallely.
None of the generals and admirals have stood up to counter anything, even though the mandates, I understand, have been lifted now. And look at all the troops we lost out of the forces who were thrown out because they wouldn't get vaxxed. So now we have a big movement going on to bring them back into the force with pay. And I know we have a General Bishop with the Stars is working very hard on that, as well as General Joe Arbuckle. But it's a travesty that people that we've lost because they wouldn't get vaxxed. And now, yeah, they're trying to entice them back because reenlistments are down, retention's down, and they want to bring these people back, but we're not going to give you any back pay.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable that they won't do that and that they're treating the people in such a shabby manner. And that, of course, is one of the reasons why they can't recruit people. People see what they've done to them, and they reject that. They do not want to be part of that. And then the critical race theory that they're teaching throughout the services now, that your skin color determines your performance. Please, please. We grew up in a different world, and your skin color had no bearing on your performance. And we didn't care who your mommy or daddy was or where you went to school. The fact is, we cared how you performed on the scene at the moment that we were operating. And I've never seen anything like it.
They even put out, it was one of the installations that the women's barracks, if you're in a shower in women's barracks and you have a transgender in there, a man pretending to be a woman, that the women have to show respect in the shower to the transgender. And they supported it at this installation. Anyhow, just another thing. I've read two more instances of pilots dying from the vax.
Yeah, well, there are several a week now. Every week I'm reading one, two, or three pilots commercial. You don't hear the military because they're hiding that. But in the civilian airlines or general aviation, where the pilots are dying from heart attack, myocarditis, or some other feature that is when they're getting airborne and they keel over. So, and that was because, again, the mandatory nature. And that's where the Obama administration is liable for all the things that they demanded when they demanded that the vax be mandatory. And anybody that takes it now has got to be crazy.
I also understand the FAA has lowered their standards for pilots now.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Well, they're using, again, the skin color as a criteria.
Rather than skill.
Yeah, rather than skill. Please. That's unbelievable. And now, you see, the mainstream media will not talk about these things that we've been talking about.
That's right. That's right. Let me bring up to our audience today, if you go to Amazon or you go to the StandUpAmericaUS.org website, StandUpAmericaUS.org website, General McInerney and I have a new book out called America's Endgame for the 21st Century. It's really a blueprint for Americans to restore America. So I would encourage you all to get that book and read it. Let us know what you think. We also have another book out called Reality Prism, how America's politicians have to start looking through a reality prism rather than a political prism to make their decisions. So anyhow, Look at the first chapter, Tom, that we wrote. It's very true. We need a spiritual awakening in America, getting back to honesty and trust in each other. And you know, we've got to stop all of, there it is, America's endgame. But this infighting and accepting what's happening in the left wing, what's happening to our kids in school, the transgender movement, now they want to encourage the arming of the transgenders. And of course, all of these are made up words, you know. That's what the left's very good at. They make up all these damn words, LBGQYM, whatever, and transgender stuff. And, you know, it really is, you know, they may be sick. I don't know what's wrong with them. But men pretending to be women, give me a break. We got to embrace God. We've got to ask. But we are God's warriors, General McInerney.
We are in the... As we, the American people, are the ones that have got to make these changes. We're not getting it from our leadership. We're not getting it from our elected leadership. They have sadly disappointed us. So now it's our turn to take it over. And as many of you have heard me say before, this is our Gandhi. This is our Battle of Bulge. This is our Iwo Jima. No matter what your age is, we're up there. But the fact is, now is the time that we must rise up and take our country back, get back to basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic in school, not what your skin color is or all these other social things, and get back to church again, get a good community where you can have church and go on Sundays. And the fact is, none of this is ever out of date. It's what makes a nation great, what's made the dear Lord give America such a strong society. But that, again, goes to the point that we've been talking about, is our energy independence, our creativity that we must have as Americans, and the drive to lead. And it's very, very vitally important that we continue to have these emotions and get rid of this woke stuff.
Well, like I tell everybody, General McInerney, and I know you're the same, you can't cancel us. You can try, but you're never going to cancel us. We're great patriots, we're warriors, and we believe in the good Lord, and but we know we've got to be God's warriors. Anyhow, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. This is General Tom McInerney, General Paul Vallely on the National Security program on the American Out Loud Network. And you can tune into that by going to AmericaOutLoud.com. It'll be on podcast as well. Also go to the StandUpAmericaUS.org website. Everything we've been talking about, you can find it on there. And Operation Jericho, Operation Sinaloa, it's all on the website. You can order our books from there. But Look forward really to everybody joining us again. And thank you, General McInerney, for your time today. I know everybody appreciates it.
And thank you, General Paul. Good talking to you.